To the Coyote Wife phone lines now here in the Bruce Furniture Studios. We have Lauren and Ryan joining us at Mid Plains Community College. Lauren, Ryan, always good to talk to you guys. How are you today?
We're hanging in there, Tristan. How are you today?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking. Of course, you guys had that board meeting yesterday. I imagine Zoom was the go-to once again for that.
You know, it is Zoom for some, and it's just our internal distance learning system for others, but we kind of merge them together, which kind of works great, because then if someone is like Chad Pfeiffer last night, he and Aaron Brown both kind of attended via Zoom, but then we're able to share their screen for their presentations, and so then it integrates into our Polycom, our distance learning system, so those attendees can also see the presentation. So yeah, it's kind of Zoom and it's kind of not, but it works like Zoom.
A little bit of both, it sounds like. And I know you guys are rolling the punches throughout the outbreak of the virus. What's the latest for the college before we dive into that recap of the board meeting?
Sure. So, you know, right now we've told our staff to, at least through May 1st, to continue to work from home as they're able to. You know, we don't want a whole staff in here. We want to practice the social distancing. And so I'd say 95% of our staff are taking advantage of that, working from home several days a week, but they do stop in, it seems like, pretty frequently, just to make sure they have files or whatever they might for whatever projects they're working on. So through May 1, we're evaluating on every two-week basis, and so next Wednesday we'll kind of again look at what the governor and the federal government are recommending, and we'll make a plan for the next 2 weeks next Wednesday, which could then throw us to, I think, May 14th if we got there. But I know a lot of the health mandates are through May 11th, and so that's kind of a target date. We're kind of watching to see what's going to happen at that point. Classes for summer, we have, I think Jody said, there are 51 classes that were scheduled to start that were online classes. So those will continue to roll for summer. Those classes that are scheduled to be on ground May 11th, we're encouraging faculty to get those to a remote type of format. Anything starting May 18th or beyond, faculty, again, are encouraged to consider how they would put those to remote offerings, or they can hold out until May 11th until we know exactly what the next direction is. But right now, again, we're trying to roll with the punches, trying to create as little disruption as we can for our students. But, you know, it's a lot of uncertainty right now. Yeah. The one date we have that we've thrown out there is July 31st. We're going to try to do our commencement. So same time as in McCook and North Platte, and hopefully by then we'll know what a new normal, or heading down what a new normal is going to look like. But that's our plan. If we can't do it July 31st, most likely it will have to be virtual, just because the number of students that we have that transfer out are going to be working that might not be able to come back to attend a later date.
Sure. And Mr. Purdy, what do you have to recap with for that board meeting that occurred last night?
You know, again, it was a DO meeting. We had four different sites of board members, and then we had some employees zooming in from different locations to provide their input. But, you know, I would just say that budget right now, you know, it's we're kind of in a holding pattern, because there's a lot of unknowns as far as what state aid is going to look like. You know, with the legislature out of session right now, they haven't reconvened, so we don't know what that final number is going to look like as a system for next year. You know, with the high unemployment, not knowing what the property tax collections are going to be like. So, you know, usually by now we have a pretty good idea what the revenue stream is. Right now we don't. So, you know, we're in a wait and see the next couple of months. And then September 30 is when it's approved. So we have about 5 months left. We have asked our staff to go through and start prioritizing their needs for next year. So we have that ready to go when the revenue picture comes a little clearer. But so Mike presented on that a little bit. We did approve some furniture from our North Platte South Campus dorms. Those dorms were built in 2002, 2003, opened in the fall of 2003, and all that furniture is still original. So 17 years in a dorm, as you know and I know, that's pretty darn good. So it's time to start.
To say the least.
Yeah, so start improving some of that stuff. So we approved those last night. CSI was one vendor, and Southwest was another. About $115,000 of the furniture was approved last night. And then this parking lot quad project we're doing, I think it's probably the one major change order we anticipated. As we got into this project and looked at more things, we decided to change some of the drainage coming out of the thing. And so and by doing that, we were able to accomplish another 50 parking stalls. So we got that piece done. And then with the what you saw last month, we had this outdoor pavilion, outdoor space for students. We did add in the concrete portion of that back to TL Sund. And so they're doing some tiered seating and some concrete around that. And so adding all that together is about $240,000 a change order. So that project should be good to go. They're 2 months ahead of schedule, and most times when you hear about construction schedules, they're a couple months behind, and so we're excited. They're a couple months ahead. They've had great weather. Fortunately for them, unfortunately for us, they don't have as much traffic on campus because of the pandemic, but they're moving along, and we're excited to see that they're going to get that project done, and hopefully, you know, it'll be bright, shiny, and new when we get students back in the fall. But
there is one positive of this virus, and that is that that construction is ahead of schedule. So
they are, yeah. And so some of those normal summer projects we have, you know, we're doing a little bit of a facelift of the Welcome Center here. It's, again, it's 20 years old, and we wanted to change some carpets out and change some arrangements of some people, how people are in their desks and stuff. And so we're doing some cosmetic changes at the Welcome Center here, and that one of the two major projects. So again, you know, fortunately we got a little bigger window, so we're not cramming it towards the start of school. And so hopefully, again, cross our fingers that we can experience some normal in the fall. We'll be ready.
Absolutely. Well, Ryan, Lauren, as always, we appreciate the time. Hope you guys stay healthy and stay well, and we look forward to talking to you again next month.
Sounds great. Rich Tristan, have a good one.
Thanks, guys. Take care. That, again, was Ryan and Lauren joining us, Mid Plains Community College, giving us our monthly board update on what happened with that meeting and the latest at Mid Plains Community College. That's going to wrap up Mugs of the Morning on KODY North Platte with translator K291BW. We're hitting Fox News a little late, but we'll jump to it now. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you Friday morning here for Mugs in the Morning on KODY.